Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
What if there's something that I keep missing? What if there's someone that I can't lose? That's when I'm crying, will he listen? Isn't there anybody? What if there's someone that makes me
happy? Music news always accompanies us in this part of the hour. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and the music from Christina Grimmie, who was the entertainer shot and killed by a fan. She'd been working on a series of music videos to go with her four-song side A EP. What is that? That was, this is the Ballad of Jesse Blue. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The extended play is the Ballad of Jessica Blue. So her family apparently is sharing these videos with the Billboard every week through the end of this month. In the new video, she plays the character Jessica Blue, who is amidst in the middle of an identity crisis, coping with relationship issues and creative issues and personal issues. How old was this young woman? 22? Do I remember that? Why do I remember that?
Yeah, 21, maybe 22, something like that. Yeah.
So
Kara was a big fan of hers.
And this is just a fan that jumped up on the stage, if I remember correctly, right?
Well, no, yeah, she was signing autographs afterwards.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
And so there were tons of fans around, you know, excited to meet her, and this guy just came up behind her. And her brother was right there.
Well, her brother tackled the guy, or else he, who knows, he maybe would have killed other people. I mean, he did kill himself. But it was just a horrible story, which really has changed the way a lot of bands do meet and greets. A lot of bands canceled meet and greets immediately after this.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate, like some politicians or people who are well known in any field. There are these crazies that want to get close. I mean, look what happened to the congresswoman from, was it Tucson?
Yes. Gabby Giffords.
Gifford. Yeah. These people are, and they get a gun. Well, you know, we go back into this whole debate about who gets a gun and why they have it and that sort of stuff. Anyway, so the bottom line here is that there's some new music from a lady who died. It's called The Ballad of Jessica Blue. And this video that we're listening to the song from is called Anybody's You, right?
That was the first one. This one is Snow White, which is the video that is coming out soon, I believe, or one that was already out this year.
Yeah. From there are audio extended play items, and then there are video extended play, right?
She's done a series of videos, I guess. That's a big thing, it seems, doing... Frank Ocean just announced he's another singer-songwriter, and he's announcing a whole visual album
Ocean's
like Beyonce
son?
Did. No relation that I'm aware of. No relation. But, you know, Beyonce made the visual album very popular with Lemonade earlier this year, so that seems to be the trend.
Okay, so good. Next up, Iggy Pop has a new book. He stepped up to the plate when David Bowie died earlier this year. With one of the most interesting testimonials about David Bowie. They worked together, I guess, a lot, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They were very good friends. And Bowie basically is responsible for much of Iggy Pop's success.
Uh-huh. He lived in a trailer park in Detroit. Iggy Pop came up through what would be pretty... What this kind of stuff proves to me is you can come from anywhere and you can make something of yourself.
Yeah.
This guy grew up in a trailer park in Detroit, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And he's one of the most fascinating people I've ever seen interviewed. I've never met him, but I've seen him interviewed on TV. Anthony Bourdain interviewed him last year, actually. And he has, for a guy who grew up in a trailer park in Detroit, he is self-taught, self-educated, has a fabulous vocabulary.
Yeah.
He's so intelligent and philosophical and just an intellectual that you would
apparently
never think. The skinny guy with no shirt on, I mean, he's a fascinating guy.
When he went home to visit his parents, the neighbors got so upset or worried about the car he came in, the bodyguard, they called the cops. That's great. Hey, get this car out of here. It's too good for this neighborhood. 28 after the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Linda Kaplan Thaler and Robin Covell built a $1 billion ad agency. You probably know their work. They created the Aflac Duck.
What's their secret to big success? They're nice. In their book, The Power of Nice, they define what nice really means.
Nice does not mean smiling blandly while others walk all over you. Nice is the toughest four-letter word you'll ever hear.
They go on to say that being very nice and placing other people's needs on the same level as your own will get you everything you want.
People work with and do business with people they trust.
But before anyone will trust you, they have to like you. And we like people who are nice.
So be nice. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
Two Olympic gold medals, a pair of world championships, and two Stanley Cup titles put this center iceman in hockey's very select triple gold club.
Charles Forsberg going to the net. Forsberg scores!
So where is Peter Forsberg now? Peter opened Forced AB in 2005, a company that imports Crocs footwear in his native Sweden. However, he closed Force in 2010 after taking heavy losses in the previous 2 years. He's currently the assistant GM with Modo, the Swedish hockey club where he started his career. Peter and his father own a Swedish real estate company called Forspro, which co-funded Modo's new arena. Peter Forsberg, back where it all began. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.